Chase Burns is not a name many North Carolina lawmakers know, but his money flowed into the campaigns of more than 60 of them last year, both Democrats and Republicans. In 2011, Burns gave to just a few top lawmakers, says Democracy North Carolina's Bob Hall.
And he didn't give anything in 2010. So he has emerged just suddenly, dramatically.
According to analysis by Democracy North Carolina, Burns gave far more than any other individual donor to General Assembly candidates in 2012. Burns's sudden, intense interest in North Carolina politicians coincides with the internet gambling industry's fight to defeat a state ban on sweepstakes parlors. Burns owns a company called International Internet Technologies, which makes software used by many sweepstakes operators in North Carolina. But the company's Florida business is what has North Carolina lawmakers scrambling to distance themselves from Burns. Last week, he was arrested on racketeering and conspiracy charges tied to a gambling scam in Florida that has already led to the resignation of that state's lieutenant governor. Here in North Carolina, Governor Pat McCrory rushed to donate the $8,000 he got from Burns to a charity. Many lawmakers of both parties are following suit. Charlotte area Democratic representatives Tricia Cotham, who got $1,000, and Kelly Alexander, who got $2,500, say that money was unsolicited and will also go to charity. Bob Hall of Democracy North Carolina says it's not uncommon for candidates to take money without questioning the source.
We are in an environment where the legislators are anxious to find sources of money. They want legal sources, obviously, but they're not really trying to ask a whole lot of questions about it.
Governor Pat McCrory's former employer has also been caught in the saga. Moore and Van Allen did lobbying work for Burns' sweepstakes software company until the scandal broke last week, at which point the law firm severed that relationship. A spokesman for Moore and Van Allen says McCrory did not work on that account. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.